This piece was brought to you by Heritage Foods USA. HeritageFoodsUSA.com.
HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Pleasure.
It might have been a while since you were in middle school, and even longer since you spent afternoons making hand turkeys. So you probably haven't heard the story of the first Thanksgiving in a long time. Let Mike Zorman, Chef Eric, and friends refresh your memory on episode 11 of Roberta's Radio.
First Thanksgiving, right? Let's discuss it. It was huge. It was monumental. It was it set precedent for where we are. What? How many years later now is this? What Thanksgiving is this?
About 250 years later.
That's correct.
That's not correct. Yeah. But okay.
I put the story music on.
Said this is correct.
Once upon a time.
1792.
I told you.
The first settlers to America arrived on Plymouth Rock.
1621.
The hats were buckled. The heads were dressed.
Indeed.
And our future president, George Washington, led the wild turkey chase.
Ooh.
That resulted in the first Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you know, that's why I get anxiety, because the wild turkey chase is, for me, a tradition that I've always participated in. And I just really, the thrill of chasing the turkey, you know?
Did you know that they never considered the turkey to be the national bird?
It's a smart
bird. No, well, there was one man. That's one of the four turkeys in the studio right now. He's the talkative one. There was one man who did champion the turkey, but nobody listened to him. He was crazy.
Who was that man?
What was his name?
Thomas Jefferson.
Close.
Our founding father, Thomas Jefferson.
Sure. And then what happened, Norm?
Well, them settlers got settled up, built a little house.
Sure.
And then they went out and made some friends.
Who were the friends they made?
The Native American people, purveyors of corn,
ooh, yes,
of all kinds, popped, creamed, candied,
corn. What about
on the cob?
Ooh, I was just gonna say cob.
Corn salad.
Corn salad's good.
Corn bread.
Did they bring like corn that you could put on nachos?
No.
Bummer. When did that happen?
That happened sometime around when the settlers met the people of Mexico.
Fantastic.
Who had the nacho cheese.
Ah, that's right. They brought the nacho cheese. Did the settlers bring anything with them to trade as wampum, perhaps, to barter with the Native American peoples who were vending the corn?
I think it was weapons.
No, I don't think it was weapons.
I think they brought the waitresses.
And the waitresses brought the mimosas. Chefs.
Yes.
Chefs.
They brought the mimosas from Paris, France.
They did. They had them shipped in. The settlers had a line. They had a guy.
And then all sat down to a 12-day meal.
All 12 days they
12
ate?
Days
every,
of
every
meal.
Day they were eating?
Yes. No sleep, just eat. 12 days of eat.
Mamma mia. That is, that's a feat.
On record, it goes that they consumed 5,280 turkeys. A mile high of turkeys.
They pile those turkeys on top of each other as a gift to Lord Chef above us.
And then, at the culmination of the meal, after all the pumpkin pies
the
were
zenith,
eaten,
the zenith, apex,
the apex,
yes.
Yes, the crest.
Yes, the paramount.
One wishbone was split.
And what was the wish?
The wish was manifest destiny.
Heard that.
And he whom will have the right to this great nation.
That, and I think we all know the story after that.
Yes.
It gets a little weird.
It becomes a tale of genocide.
Yeah, the second...
Kind of like that.
Keep the change, you filthy animal. Anyway, that's a different holiday. Fantastic. So let's see how Norm's story stacks up against some facts.
Okay, so that probably didn't refresh your memory, but we hope it gave you a break from your great aunt talking about all our health problems. From all of us at Heritage Radio Network, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us with questions anytime at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a 501c3 nonprofit. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.